with all of the messages out there about the danger that water poses to kids, like the ones we're always bringing to you here on KTAR along with Fulton Holmes.
2 seconds is too long to take your eyes off kids near water.
How in the world do we continue to have an epidemic of child drownings in the valley? It seems like I get an alert 2 or 3 times a week now about another kid being pulled unconscious out of a pool. The latest, a 3-year-old girl taken to the hospital yesterday in extremely critical condition after she was found underwater in the pool of an apartment complex near Thomas and 43rd Avenue. It's the Valley's 16th child drowning incident of 2022, resulting in the deaths of 4 children. And we haven't even gotten to the time of year when kids are out of school begging mom and dad to go to the pool every afternoon. While we aren't quite on track to match last year's shocking numbers, 47 child drowning incidents, 17 dead kids, isn't one kid dying from a 100% preventable cause one too many? I guess we need those seemingly constant warnings. And that little girl found not breathing after silently slipping into a pool yesterday serves as another warning to us. And should for every one of us, because before we say something to ourselves like Thomas Road and 43rd Avenue, oh, those poor people in that part of town, they just don't know better. I want to point out that there have only been 3 of this year's child drowning incidents occurring in the Southwest Valley. Several happened in the Scottsdale Paradise Valley area, not exactly the epicenter of Arizona's uneducated and poor. This silent kid killer can hit any home. And I say that with confidence because of an anguishing interview I had with the mom of a little boy who died in their pool. That little boy's dad? A Valley firefighter who could never have imagined that the worst drowning call he would ever be on the scene of would be in his own backyard.